From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pope Francis was greeted on arrival in the United States by chanting and cheering enthusiastic crowds and President Obama as he arrived Tuesday after 3 days in Cuba, where he was hailed as a hero for helping end the three-decade-long diplomatic chill between Havana and Washington. Just getting underway now, the Holy Father begins his first full day meeting with President Obama and canonizing an 18th-century Spanish missionary who spread Catholicism in what is now California. After this morning's meeting at the White House, the Pontiff's motorcade will parade around the National Mall before holding a prayer meeting with U.S. bishops and moving on to canonize Junipero Serra, the Franciscan friar who founded Catholic missions along the coast of California. On Thursday, Francis becomes the first ever pope to deliver an address before a joint meeting of Congress. The pope then travels on to New York Friday to address the United Nations General Assembly and moves to Philadelphia on Saturday. After the pope leaves, Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives Friday, making his first ever state visit to the United States. The leader of the Asian giant is calling for better relations with the U.S. to help prevent what he said would be disastrous conflict between the two nations. President Xi is currently in Washington state before coming on to the nation's capital and then the U.N. in New York. In Burkina Faso, Western heads of state are expected to restore transitional President Michel Kafando to power today following last week's coup. The coup leader, General Gilbert Diendere, said he will hand over power when requested by ECOWAS. He has apologized to the country and says he plans to hand over the power to a civilian government. The Presidential Guard overthrew the transitional government last Wednesday, less than a month before elections were expected. This is VOA News. The majority vote Tuesday over the objection of EU members is being presented today to a summit of EU leaders. This after European Union ministers approved a controversial quota plan to distribute 120,000 migrants throughout the 28-nation bloc. Nearly half a million migrants have crossed the Mediterranean this year, fleeing war and poverty. Thousands have died in the process. The huge influx has overwhelmed resources in Europe. Federica Mogherini is EU's High Commissioner for Foreign Affairs.
I really hope that on the basis of this decision taken yesterday night, we can today, together, Commission, Council this evening, concentrate on what positive concrete steps we can take together as Europeans, all together, both on the internal and on the external side of our work.
Of growing concern, Germany's intelligence chief is warning that radical Islamists could be trying to recruit refugees or even among terrorist attacks. The ministers call for adding resources to both accommodate as well as screen migrants in an effort to prevent radicals from entering the continent. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says U.S. military experts believe Russian planes sent to an airbase in Syria are there for basic force protection. They're to protect Russian soldiers and assets already on the ground.
Yes, they have increased aircraft, and there are certain kinds of aircraft there, which, depending on what the long-term decision is by Russia about its presence, could raise some questions. But for the moment, it is the judgment of our military and most experts that the level and type represents basically force protection, a level of protection for their deployment to an airbase, given the fact that it is in an area of conflict.
Mr. Kerry said Tuesday it is still not clear what Russia's long-term intentions are in boosting its military presence in Syria. On the eve of a visit Wednesday by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to Moscow, Turkey is dubbing Russia's rapid military buildup in Syria as very dangerous. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has warned any military backing of the Bashar al-Assad government and regime by Russia would hamper efforts to find a political solution to the four-year and very bloody civil war in that country. The U.S. is asking China, or says it will ask, has asked China direct questions about a Texas businesswoman arrested 6 months ago for alleged spying, but has gotten no answers. State Department spokesman Mark Toner was asked about the case of Vietnamese-American Sandy Phan Gillis.
The U.S. consulate in Guangzhou has been providing consular assistance to her since her arrest on March 20th. We obviously are monitoring this case very closely.
I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.